Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It's Monday, the 9th of February, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. The websites, freshly updated for you, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got Casey Nethercott, the owner of the ranch in southern Arizona, who has been in the middle of multiple attacks by Mexican troops that have been written up in the Associated Press. They have apprehended a lot of illegal aliens on their property. He was arrested by the FBI, and he's now been released. They tried to force him to sign confessions. Just wait until you hear the details of this in the middle of the next hour. We've also got a bunch of other guests who are lining up. In the meantime, you knew it would come to the United States. A restriction on how many children you can have. The government has been saying they want to do it for a while. Of course, if you're a third world internal population, you'll be given waivers, but for everybody else, there'll be restrictions. We'll be getting into that. Also, you may have heard of this. U.S. soccer team hears Usama chants in Mexico during the Star-Spangled Banner. And I want to point out, these are the people that Bush wants to allow into the country, the people he wants to legalize, the people whose government says the Southwest belongs to them, chanting Usama, Usama, Usama. So the radical Mexicans, Usama bin Laden and George Bush together, in their hate of American national sovereignty. Bush claims he's fighting al-Qaeda, but wants the borders wide open and supports the people that love al-Qaeda. U.S. soccer team hears Usama chants in Mexico, and the question is, will Mexicans cheer Usama again? U.S. soccer team to play for Olympic spot in Guadalajara. Will Usama be chanted again? I mean, a massive chant, folks. Meanwhile, student group stands by Reconquista plan. Mecha won't disavow document calling for recapture of Southwest. It never belonged to the U.S. It never belonged to Mexico. It belonged to Native Americans if it belonged to anybody. And why does everybody from Mexico want to come here? Because we were a free country. How these people could want to turn this into Mexico, I'll never understand. But the big New York banks are financing this. They want to break the country up, and that's what Bush wants. That's what Clinton and Al Gore and all the rest of them want. More on the Pakistan nuclear arms bazaar. The U.S., Europe arming Pakistan. Now they claim it's bin Laden doing it. No, it's clear. It's our government arming North Korea, Pakistan, Iran, you name it. They arm them, and then, oh, we got to go to war with them. High treason. Also, the guy who was the front runner against Putin in the upcoming staged elections has disappeared, and the Moscow won't allow a murder probe of that. The White House is in a new fight over secret 9/11 documents they're blocking. A defector details North Korean nuke plans, again, thanks to the treason of our government arming them. Some good news out of Utah. They've passed a resolution to get out of the UN to call for the federal government to do so. A story out of News 8 in Dallas where the DPS, the state police, are giving illegal aliens fake IDs. Now that's coming up as well. We'll talk about Bush and his comments on Meet the Press, his incredible spin in that staged event. Chinese workers pay for Walmart's low prices. More on the slave camps there. So you'll definitely want to stay with us in the next segment. I'm going to go through all this and more. Again, legislature's bill urges two-child limit. That's the headline. U.S. looks at reopening Iraq's Israel oil pipeline. Oh, the Haifa facility. We knew the war partially was over that. More on the Gulf War syndrome from the BBC. Rape gangs target whites in Zimbabwe and South Africa, but nobody seems to care. Again, it's all coming up. You don't want to miss this show.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption, defending liberty, resisting tyranny, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time. All right, we'll talk to ranch rescue folks on the ground. There have been more firefights. Well, I guess they're not firefights. The Mexican troops are shooting at them. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have wide open phones in this hour into the second and third hours of this global transmission. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Now, this news came out Friday, and I've been chomping at the bit to cover it all weekend. Let's go straight into it. U.S. soccer team hears Usama chants in Mexico, and this is from the Associated Press. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. The Mexican crowd hooted the Star Spangled Banner. It booed U.S. goals. It chanted Usama, Usama, Usama as U.S. players left the field with a 2-0 victory. Now, I remember right after 9/11, I saw a local newscast out of San Diego, a newscast out of Mexico City. We posted photos and news articles about it, but it didn't get a lot of play here in the United States nationally, that the Mexicans all over the country were selling Osama bin Laden shirts, worshiping him, worshiping this piece of filth Now, again, folks, I went to college, and I heard Mecha and La Raza say that white people are evil, that the Southwest belongs to Mexico, and I heard Mecha, and I've got their website, and it's in the news, say they're going to kill all the whites. Can you imagine if whites were saying they were going to kill all the Hispanics? I mean, I've gone out and protested the Ku Klux Klan. I've bullhorned them. And I've gone out and I've protested Mecha and La Raza to the point they don't show their faces at one of their demonstrations anymore. And if they try it, I'll show back up if it's anywhere in Central Texas. But in this politically correct world, it's okay to have all these Mexican racists, and it's spreading because the media says it's good. The colleges, the white liberals, are promoting it. Why are the New York banks funding it? Because they want to break this country up. They want all of us at each other's throats. I mean, we might be able to absorb the 25 million Latin Americans that are in this country, the illegals. It's not 10 million. It's not 20 million. It's 25, probably 30 million, okay? A million a year come across in Cochise County alone, one county in Arizona. So, again, what are we going to do about this? We cannot absorb these people if they take pleasure in not learning English, if the government's there, in the name of multiculturalism, creating this type of racism. U.S. soccer team hears Usama chants in Mexico. And they chanted Usama, 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 and booed during the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, Americans would never do that. I don't know of any other country. I mean, we've had soccer games with the Russians during the Cold War. They were respectful during the Star Spangled Banner. We were respectful of their anthem. I mean, this is out of control, folks. They hate our guts. And I'm not talking about Hispanic Americans who are more American than I am, some of the most patriotic people out there, the highest level of Congressional Medal of Honor winners. I'm not talking about the majority of Hispanics. The majority of Hispanics in major polls cannot stand the open borders and know this is driving down our wages and know it's bad. In fact, I would say for my TV show here in Austin, the biggest group of viewers, the biggest fans of the show, some of the most active people when we have meetings and in rallies are Hispanics. I'm talking about the people in Mexico of the last 30 years, the New York finance textbooks and comic books and leaflets that say this is the Southwest, our government paying for survival packs for the illegals to come across, our government helping put in the water stations in the middle of the desert for these illegals. So it's bad for America to have nationalism, but it's good for Mexico. And again, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. The Spanish, who came in and enslaved the Indians of southern North America, of Mexico, put the language of Spanish in, bought part of Texas from the French, it went back and forth, different empires were grabbing it at different points. Mexico has no claim on the Southwest. Frankly, the United States government doesn't either. If you really want to talk about who owned the land, of course they didn't have that concept, it's Native Americans. But just think about this. Bush supports total blanket amnesty, despite the fact that it's unconstitutional, that the majority of voters are against it. And Bush supports a country, a people, who, a large portion of them, and the government itself, say openly that they are going to kill all the white people, kill us. They won't even allow a 4th of July parade in San Diego or L.A. We got video of them beating Hispanics, blacks, whites, veterans with 2x4s. The police stand by and let it happen. This has been going on 3 separate times in the last 6 years. We have video of it. But again, it's not a national news story. Can you imagine if a group of white people went to some type of Mexican get-together and started beating them over the heads with 2x4s? You'd never hear the end of it. But it's okay when they do it. I'm sick of Mexican food restaurants with images of Aztecs cutting white people's hearts out. I'm sick of it. And I want you to know that you're funded by the big New York banks to break this country up. And if you are Hispanic out there, you better speak out against this and stand up against other Hispanics that have been sucked into this garbage. Just like if you're a white person and know somebody in the Ku Klux Klan, you need to talk some sense into them. We got to come together against the New World Order, folks. The Mexican crowd hooted The Star Spangled Banner, it booed U.S. goals, it chanted Osama, 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 as U.S. players left the field with a 2-0 victory. And that was in a game against Canada on Thursday, just 1,500 people. A game Tuesday in neighboring Guadalajara will determine whether the U.S. under 23 soccer teams headed to the Athens Games. This is what it's all about. Coach Glenn Myrick said, you are 90 minutes away from being in the Olympics. The U.S. team faces Honduras on Saturday, and it goes on and on. And this has happened before. Will Mexicans cheer Osama again, U.S. soccer team, to play Olympic spot in Guadalajara? Mexico, things will get ugly in Guadalajara tomorrow when the U.S. soccer team plays Mexico for Olympic qualification. Last Thursday, when the U.S. played Canada in the qualifying round in Mexico, Mexicans in the crowd, again, booed the Star-Spangled Banner and chanted Osama, Osama, Osama. Tomorrow, 60,000 fans are expected to watch the game that will determine which team goes to Athens. Hey, if somebody's watching these channels, will you please tape it for me and send it to me? It's very, very, very serious. And Bush supports open borders. So Bush, Bin Laden, and a large portion of these Mexicans have one thing in common. They hate America. We're going to give blanket amnesty to people who openly say they're going to kill whites as soon as they get control. Many South Texas towns like El Cenizo, this is 5 years ago, folks, in the San Antonio Express News, multiple towns fly the Mexican flag. You cannot speak English in court proceedings. Everything is only done in Spanish. This is all accepted. The feds love it. Student group stands by Reconquista plan. Metro won't disavow document calling for recapture of Southwest. A Latino student group that drew attention during the California gubernatorial campaign of Cruz Bustamante says it will not disavow a founding document outlining the aim of recapturing the southwestern United States from Mexico. Yeah, on some of their websites, they got images of dead white people and how they're going to kill us. And responding to an allegation of racism, an allegation, members of Mecha chapter at the University of California at Los Angeles showed up in force at an undergraduate student government meeting Tuesday to protest the campus student paper, the UCLA reported. The GOP student group, UCLA Bruin Republicans, have challenged Mecha and denounced a founding document, El Plan de Aztlán, which they assert promotes violence and damages the organization's reputation as community servants. The text calls for the return of the U.S. Southwest to Mexico. Their members said they do not follow the particular ideology. That's a total lie. My wife speaks French, Spanish, Italian, and just a couple of weeks ago we were in a convenience store, and there's two Mexicans, one at the counter, one buying something, one running the counter, and it's speaking in Spanish, saying, yeah, I don't like speaking English. I don't like that, you know, that dumb language. I don't like whites. They're sitting there laughing at us. I'm just standing with my wife. I mean, you know, oh, but that's cute and acceptable and funny. It's real funny. It's so sick, folks. So incredibly, completely out of control and disgusting. And in other news, legislature... bill urges two-child limit. Democrat wants state to promote population sustainability. Yeah, let's do that in the Western world where there's an average of, what, 1.3 children born per family. The population of some European countries is dying by 5% a year. Same thing in the U.S. That's okay. Let's do that. It's not China's draconian one-child policy, but a lawmaker in Washington State is proposing legislation to urge parents to have no more than two children. State Rep. Marilyn Chase is the sponsor of what she calls Two or Fewer Bill, which aims to promote population sustainability. And it begins to set the groundwork for limiting children, the amount of children you can have. A pamphlet to be distributed in Washington's health department spelling out the presumed benefits of having no more than two children. And it goes on. We'll give you more details of that. Also, U.S. looks at reopening Iraq's Israeli pipeline. Rape gangs target whites, but I guess that's okay. In Zimbabwe, white slaughter in South Africa, plans made to conduct campaign of genocide after Mandela's death to kill all whites. And hey, Khalid Muhammad says he's going to kill all whites here, but that's okay.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I have seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up in the next segment, we'll go to Brock and Scott and Stacy and many others that are holding patiently. Talk about any of the news items we brought up or any particular story you'd like to discuss. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Continuing with the anti-white crusade going on worldwide. White people didn't invent slavery. Slavery was, you can debate it, invented by the Egyptians, the Babylonians, and some forms of it were going on in Asia. Some of the archaeological record shows even earlier than slavery was developed in the Mediterranean region and into North Africa. But you would believe, according to the banker-owned and run media, that white people are wicked devils, and we all secretly drink blood and fly around on bat wings at night. And Khalid Muhammad gets up on TV, the new head of the Black Panther Party, and I've got him on video saying, I want to kill every white woman, every white baby, kill every white on earth. And that's cute and acceptable and funny, and of course he's being funded by white people, the Ford Foundation, just like Mecha and La Raza are, because they want us all at each other's throats. And so it's just incredible. And then we have these articles here, and boy, folks, I mean, to look at what's happening in Africa to whites is just horrible. Rape gangs target whites. Racial violence surges in Zimbabwe. I love how Africa said, be nice, be liberal, you know, don't be domineering and controlling. And so whites are like, okay, we will. And I'm not defending colonialism or what it did, but it was wonderful compared to what the Africans are now doing to each other. And so they said, here, you take the machine guns, we'll be nice. And, well, the fun has just begun. Rape gangs target whites. Racial violence surges in Zimbabwe, WorldNet Daily. There's good reason for white minority in South Africa to be concerned about rampant threats of genocide by the black majority. There's a precedent for it right now, a surge of that kind of violence in terrorizing Zimbabwe's dwindling white population, particularly in the mountainous eastern province, once a major tourist destination. And then it goes on with stories of the police systematically go in, kill the white men, rape the white women. It's a friendly thing they're doing, just like the loving Al-Qaeda did to the Serbs. But again, we're the good guys. We helped do that. White slaughter in, oh, and then they get the little white girls and sell them openly and publicly. We've had the major news reporters on about that. You get the 5,000 pounds for the blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl, and they've got the bazaars for the Arabs come and buy them. But again, that's okay. The ACLU or Amnesty International doesn't want to talk about that. Just to even say you shouldn't kidnap and murder white people is racist. White slaughter in South Africa. Plans made to conduct campaign of genocide after Mandela's death. While former South African President Nelson Mandela, 85, scoffs at rumors of his ill health, plans are being made by the nation's Communist Party to slaughter all whites in the country upon his death. Well, it's already happening. One of the operations planned entails 70,000 armed black men being transported to the Johannesburg city center within an hour. And this is what the communists always do. They just use one group to kill another. In taxi cabs to attack whites. The plans are variously dubbed Operation Vula, Night of the Long Knives, nice Nazi term, Operation White Cleanup, Operation Iron Eagle, and Red October. Operation Our Rainy Day was to be carried out after the death of Nelson Mandela and would have entitled blacks being transported to the largest cities in taxis. This is an admitted plan, by the way. The assailants were expected to take over fuel points and massacre whites. The attacks would lead to a coup. Sources say most blacks in the country are aware of the plans. When racial disruptions occur, blacks often tell whites, wait until Mandela dies. White people in South Africa can deny it to the end of their earth, but we are in real danger, one resident said. This is no joke, and any person with half a brain can see that this has spiraled out of control. This rumor spiraled out of control. Many whites are now convinced a vicious campaign of ethnic cleansing will follow. It's already happened. They take their guns, and the fun begins. Some are making preparations for retreats. I prepared myself. We have gathered a place where we can fortify for 4 weeks after Mandela's death, said one white South African. If nothing happens, it will be a miracle. The Red October campaign is allegedly a communist plot to oust President Thabo Mbeki. He will be replaced by Cyril Ramaphosa. It's just incredible, folks. And, by the way, South Africa has the highest crime rate in the world, and they've taken people's guns. And the people that are infected with AIDS, the blacks, many of them think that if you rape a child, it gets rid of AIDS. And particularly a white one. That's not racist. That's Christian.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Already 33 minutes, 20 seconds into this first hour. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson on with us riding shotgun, as he always does on Monday in the next hour. We're also going to have Casey Nethercott of Ranch Rescue with the Mexican troops attacking and the FBI arresting him, trying to frame him, trying to get him to sign documents. He's now been released. That's coming up. A ton of other news. I want to get back into Mexicans in Mexico booing the Star-Spangled Banner and chanting Osama, Osama, Osama. And how Bush supports all this, supports open borders, supports those that support his business partner, Osama bin Laden. Notice who folks are really aligned with here. First, I want to go to Brock and Scott and Stacy and Chris and others. We'll do that first here in just a few minutes. Then we'll get back into just a ton of other really important news, like U.S. looks at reopening Iraq-Israel oil pipeline, Bush going on Meet the Press this Sunday, yesterday. It's all coming up. Also, the dollar plunging even more. A bunch of electronic voting machine fraud news pouring out nationwide. That's what's just some of what's on the plate for you. Before I go to your calls, I've made 10 films, and they're the best tools we've found, period, to wake people up. They're very well produced, professionally produced. They explain the New World Order in shocking detail. The newest film is Matrix of Evil. Congressman Ron Paul talks about the coming depression, how globalists run Washington and the universities,
who the neocons are. Cynthia McKinney talks about UN-run white slavery rings. That's the congresswoman. The 9/11 cover-up. Frank Morales gets into the police state. Colonel Craig Roberts, the New World Order. Video of us throwing out the Patriot Act here in Austin. I confront the U.S. attorney. It's all in the film. It's a great new video. You need to have it. It's full of solutions. That's just one of the videos. There's Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. There's my book, Descent into Tyranny, covering 9/11 and government-sponsored terror. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. I carry George Humphrey's books, and books on tape, very well produced. His 9/11, The Great Illusion, book and book on tape. We carry the Loss of Liberty video. There's so much we have to offer at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Visit the sites, and your purchase also makes this show possible. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free. And the videos are $25.95. They're all over 2 hours. Some are 2 hours, 44 minutes, like Police State 3. It's really three or four films in one. They're $25.95, $20 if you order three or more. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, write the letter, make the call, go online. We got t-shirts, bumper stickers. It's all about information. It's all about waking people up. If the people get involved, if the people get informed, the globalists will fail. They are failing. They're in a lot of trouble. We're in the middle of an information war here, my friends. 1-888-253-3139. Or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go to your calls. Brock in Canada, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. I was going to ask you if you could encapsulate and explain the military-industrial complex and how it would relate to the banksters and these creeps that are targeting the white man, and you know how it ties in and just what the grand scheme of things is.
Okay, let me answer that question in a nutshell. The globalists aren't just targeting the white man, they're targeting humanity. The Romans, 2,500 years ago, learned how to put the Greeks in one district, the Romans in another, Persians in another sector. They learned how they'd have a Jewish quarter, and they would foster the groups hating each other and fighting with each other. The globalists will play off Catholic against Protestant, Protestant against Catholic in Northern Ireland, and they will carry out terror on both sides. They've been caught doing it. So then the British can come in and militarize and take control. In Africa, the UN will play one black tribe off against another. Or more ideally, they will play blacks off against whites, whites off against blacks. It's just like Bosnia. They will play the Croats off against the Muslims and the Croats off against the Serbs off against those groups. This is how they control us. That's why the government doesn't want to have foreigners learn our language, because in the past that created what they call a melting pot. People would finally get along and be integrated. But they don't want that. They want, under multiculturalism, they want to create racial identity, racism that is accepted by all the so-called minorities that are really the majority worldwide and here in this country now. They want to foster that, balkanize that, make the whites a bunch of subservient people, where they say big government is good, small government is racist, and basically give your rights up or you're racist, or submit to big government or you're racist. So that's just the program being used here. Any dominant group, any middle class group, is targeted. In Rwanda, if the Tutsis own a lot of the property, they get the Hutus all mad and give them weapons, and they go in and kill the Tutsis. Then Dutch Royal Shell comes in and takes over. So that's all this is. I mean, if we ever end up, which looks like it's what we'll have, is kind of a new peon status for whites in the Southwest, and mordido and kickbacks and Hispanic criminal mafia running things for the bankers in the Southwest, then you'll start seeing moves to target middle-class Hispanics. So you target whoever isn't dependent on the government. And the bankers own the military-industrial complex, and they're just using these third-world populations to drive down the wages, balkanize the country. Let's talk to Scott in Virginia. Scott, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Love the show. I was wondering if you got the video that I sent you from Tech TV's Nerd Nation.
I did get that. Why don't you describe it to folks?
Oh, sure. Basically, it was a report on how all of the call centers are basically being shipped to India because the jobless rate is so high there. They have a ton of knowledgeable, well-educated workers. But the really scary part is that it's like they were essentially training these people to think like Westerners. It's like they were giving them Western names.
Sir, what they're doing is they train them to act like and to fool people and to lie and say they're in the United States.
Exactly.
And even state and federal welfare programs are now being administered by foreigners. Those government jobs, by law in the past, had to be Americans. It's out of control what's happening, and the economy's falling apart. Meanwhile, they tell us how great the economy is. It's a fraud.
Yeah, I actually, also on the GCN network, they were talking about gold and stuff. However, I'm starting to do research on it, and even that's not exactly safe because it's like there was a report about there was a gold price fixing scheme by the JP Morgan Group, and so it's like even gold's not safe anymore, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, let me answer your question. Thanks for the call. Nothing's safe. You know, why should you own a house? It could get burned down. Why should you ever have children? Something bad might happen to them. Why should you go on living? You could die in a car wreck tomorrow. Yes, they've confiscated gold. The U.S. government has, four separate times. That's how gullible and servile we have become. Four separate times they say, turn your gold in. By law, you can't own gold coins. We're going to give you paper for it. Now, most people ignore it when they do that. But I talked to my grandparents. They remember the newspaper, the radio orders, turn your gold in. You'll be arrested. People will go to jail for not turning it in. How is owning gold bad? Why do you have to turn it in for paper money? This is how the scam works. And yes, they have been depressing the price of gold. Some of the big New York banks have been caught doing it. Because they don't want gold to be a standard. Nothing is safe. Nothing is, only thing that's sure in this world is life and death. You're going to be born, you're going to die. Death is 100%. Let's talk to Stacy in Delaware. Stacy, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I had a question about the bill that you were talking about, trying to control the amount of children that people are able to have.
Yeah, that's Washington State.
Okay. What are they proposing to do after these people have two children? Are they going to sterilize them or make them take a pill or something? I mean, what are they proposing?
Well, Washington State is at the forefront of eugenics.
Mm-hmm.
And over 400,000+ women, it's between 400,000 and 500,000, no one's sure, were sterilized from the 1930s up until 1985. And we've had some of these women on. It's been in the news. Normally, if you were a single-parent mother, black, white, it didn't matter, and your child made under a B+, they would send CPS to your house, they would grab you, they would kidnap your daughter, and they would take her and have medical students cut her uterus out. Now, folks, if you don't believe me, you just have been hiding under a rock. This is mainstream. Now they've gotten more skillful with eugenics. They call it bioethics. Okay? And this new bill codifies a handbook for the CPS, for the health departments, and they go after the groups they have control over. It's like, oh, you haven't given your child the 35 mandatory vaccines. It's not the law, but you don't get your welfare. Or, oh, you can't go in the public school. Or, oh, we may go ahead and take your children through color of law. And that's what this new law does in Washington State, if it passes. It's in the legislature. Is that it begins to codify guidelines to put pressure on people who have more than two children.
Okay, well...
And basically, it's the licensing. Under the federal programs they're trying to put in at the state level, everyone's going to get CPS visits to decide if you're a good parent. They want to do background checks on you, any type of misdemeanors. They may take your children, background checks when you have children. It's a whole host. In fact, I covered that last week, the background checks at birth. There's a whole host of things they're doing. Everybody who's in Head Start now, oh, it's a good thing for your program, you know, for your child, put them in Head Start. You get three CPS visits a year, and in many cases they take your children. It's about, with no probable cause, getting quasi-governmental, quasi-law enforcement bureaucrats whose textbooks openly say they want to break up the family into our lives.
Okay, well, I also had a question because are they doing this in any other states do you know of?
Yes, there's lots of different policies being enacted all over the country.
Well, because I had a question, do they have any other ways of doing this with these women or children besides just cutting out the uterus, like maybe cancer or anything like that?
I was telling you what they did 25 years ago.
Right. Well, the reason why I'm asking is because I've always been suspicious about this. Is I'm now 26 years old. The first time I had ovarian cancer, I was 19. They said I had probably had it since puberty, okay? 2 years later, I got it again while I was pregnant with my son. Then I had to have a full hysterectomy while having my son premature and everything. Now I can have no children. My mother was well on welfare, have three children. You know, none of us, I mean, my brother, you know, he was always in trouble with the law. My sister's
got did you have all the vaccines?
Oh, yes. All the vaccines and everything. I mean, CPS had come to our house I don't know how many times because of all the issues going on in our household and so forth. But, I mean, I'm just thinking, is this something maybe that they're doing? Because now you look at...
Well, Stacy, thanks for the call. Let me answer your question. 6 years ago, the United Nations was caught in over 130 third world countries with over 100 manufacturers. That was the payoff to the countries to do it. The UN would pay their government to manufacture the vaccine according to their specifications, tell them what company to hire to do it. That's how they did the payoff to the politicians. They caught them in the tetanus shot in a UN program just for women because, quote, you know, we're liberal. We care about the women. The boys don't get the tetanus shot. No. The girls, we're giving you something, women. And they caught them adding a very expensive synthetic female hormone that had been bound to the tetanus pathogen. And so when the body created an autoimmune response to the tetanus, it would also create an autoimmune response to that hormone that was released during pregnancy, and it would attack the different glands in the female reproductive system and would develop polyps, generally benign but in some cases malignant, on the ovaries and uterus and cause other problems. So, yes. 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 I don't know if that's the case with you, but a lot of these autoimmune diseases they found with the troops and in other cases, they're putting very high-tech bioweapons that implant cancer, DNA, and other things into the population. And they've been caught doing it. They, in a major regional clinic here in Austin, a major clinic for the region, they are still giving the SV40 oral polio vaccine. I have this directly from a medical doctor. So, I mean, that's a deadly virus that gives you cancer. I mean, this is going on everywhere. The point is, it's just so horrible. I don't know how to explain it. And the average person just can't believe this is happening. I mean, stuff's gotten crazy. You know, when the Boston Globe reports that DARPA wants to put up mind control towers on top cell towers, we're living in the twilight zone. And by the way, I got an email from an engineer going, why a cell tower is low power? What do you mean? No. I'm not saying using cell phone transmitters. I'm saying the government wants to use cell towers as masts for more powerful transmitters that can send out frequencies, harmonics, that can change the brain activities. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before I get emails saying, how dare you say it's good that the UN sterilized all these women, I was being sickeningly sarcastic, folks. Again, oh, it's just a program for the women. Yeah, because the tetanus shot with his hormone would only sterilize the women. And when the UN got caught, oh, we're just helping the women. And we just accidentally added that hormone in there with over 100 different manufacturers. Again, just proving what they're up to. So, look, I mean, I'm not against vaccines if we didn't have such a wicked group of eugenics Nazis, bioethics people, running the planet. And royalty and Ted Turner and all these people talk about how they want to kill 80 to 95% of us and how they want to sterilize us. And I got official Australian and U.S. and CIA documents. It's in my books. It's in my films where they openly ordered the third world to sterilize half their women or no more IMF and World Bank money. I mean, that's Henry Kissinger, 1973. That's on the website. I mean, these people are psychopaths. You know, folks say, we got to have national ID cards to stop the illegal aliens. We got to have biometrics on our driver's license. Well, the problem is I got three news articles out of Dallas, two TV stations and the Dallas newspaper, reporting that the DPS is systematically giving out thousands and thousands in Fort Worth and Dallas alone of fake IDs, well, real IDs, I guess, to all the illegal aliens. See, the system is out of control, corrupt. You know, they're coming out with a new bill for a national DNA database. They've already been taking your blood from birth for 34 years. They tell you it's a blood test. It is blood tested. Then they send it off to the feds for a DNA database. You go, well, good, we'll catch the criminals. The government is the criminals. They've been caught framing everybody at that FBI crime lab. And now they want it, if you're ever arrested or even pulled over, they want to start taking your DNA database if you're, quote, suspected of any misdemeanor. You're like, oh, good, this will stop the criminals. No, they are the criminals. So we're in a lot of trouble, folks. We're in a lot of trouble. But I'm not being negative here. By talking about it, we can stop it. We can wake people up. We got two gas-loaded phones. I've covered 10% of the news, and I've done a good job this first hour. I did cover a lot of what I wanted to get to. There's so much coming up. Just stay with us. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in North Carolina. Chris, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate the good work that you're doing and continue to do. You're making a big difference here in North Carolina. I've made copies of your videos, 911 and Masters of Terror. They are getting a lot of good response. You're doing a great job. Thanks. I guess what I'd like to point to today would be an article that I have from the News and Observer, the Sunday edition, yesterday's paper, that speaks to CAPS, Nexus, LexisNexis Axiom, and the Matrix programs. I have limited internet access right now because I've recently purchased a piece of land and moved. Could you speak to this a little bit in detail, or at least just a little bit of detail, and kind of give us an overview of what's going on with these programs? I'd like to also add and mirror pretty much what you've talked about in the past. Yeah, this article appeared in the News and Observer, but it was in the back of the paper, and it's published under the heading Opinion. So, yeah, it's in your face, but it's actually not legitimately, I guess, a news article. It's more of a stated opinion. Yeah, they put it out in the paper, but they put it in the back, and, you know, it's out there. But
okay,
really
well, let me answer your question, and I'll hold you over if need be. I won't be able to probably answer it properly in the next 30 seconds. But every time we mention the Matrix system, every time I get an email going, you're a raving kook, that's a movie. No, there's a federal program with the states. It's really the National Security Agency and Echelon. They give them different names, CAPS 2, Matrix, and then when you get mad, they cancel the name, give it a new name. It's kind of a cat-and-mouse game. The Matrix system is 100 times the level of the height of the KGB spying on you. And so I'll try to answer that when we start the second hour. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.